Blog Talk Radio. The Tiger and Lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again, again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
Defend yourself on him because he had his understanding was good. He was a good man, but he once asked me a question, and I knew when he asked me a question and things, I knew I couldn't answer the question from Jump Street. When he asked me, he say, boy, he said, what damn FBI are you? And I say, FBI? What in the hell? What in the hell is this man talking about? I say, Daddy, I don't know what a FBI is. He say, well, let me explain something to me. He say, I know which one that you are. He say, now I'm gonna tell you what this word FBI, these abbreviations, mean. He say, FBI stands for Federal Bureau of Investigation. He say, that ain't you. He say, the next FBI is the first black investigator. He say, that ain't you. He say, the third FBI is you, and that is fat, black, and ignorant.
And right.
That kind of rested with me, you know. So today we're going to quit being fat, black, and ignorant and going to be the first black investigators. The Bible is the tool book that we're going to use. We're going to use this old 1881 Bible that was forbidden to be put out for 350 years, but I thank certain Jews and for letting us, and they had promised us in the Bible that one of us would rise up and understand the teaching of Yahwehism at a certain period and a certain time. We do it dealing strictly with esoteric knowledge, not exoteric, but esoteric knowledge, meaning that we're going to read the Bible up on the signs, symbols, and numbers today. This is how we're going to read the Bible. The sign that we're going to be looking for in the Bible, and the Bible says that we are able to see this out here with using history of seven empires, starting with Babylon, Assyria, Persia, Greek, Rome, America. Those are the seven great empires that the sign of the eagle has ruled for 6,000 years as we speak. We're into a 2013 year deficit of ruling in the Western Hemisphere. The North, the South, and the East was conquered by the 8th century. The 9th century, Leif Erik the Red came to the western side of Earth, where we are right now, which was called Haya country. This is the last part of Haya. Once upon a time, all the Earth, when it was colored people on Earth, believed in the ways of Yah, and we spoke one language. We spoke what was known as the Yalakwadash, which is the language of Yah, which is the oldest language known to mankind that we have right now in existence. My motto is documentation beats bullshit conversation. So we have a sign. We are looking for a sign. And we're looking for a symbol, and we're looking for a number. And numbers deal with a time period. and we are living in a time period. If we go back and travel back into the Bible to the 15th chapter of Genesis, you'll see there would be a seed of Abraham that would have to come into existence before you will see the rider on the pale white horse. This seed of Abraham came into existence in 1555. This seed of Abraham in today's society is known as the African American black and crowd race of people that has been genocized by Magog, Gog, and Tubal, according to the Bible. That nation of people, which was Japheth's children. Now, these people, the Bible says, would not know anything about themselves due to the enslavement and being genocide. Well, the only nation of people that fit that description as we speak is the person that is African American. You're the only person that fit that description, and the only person that fit the description of the pale white horse is the Anglo-Saxon, the person that enslaved you, these tribes, which is known as the Germanic race of people today. That tribe only, and that is not Ashkenazim, that is not the children of Gomer and Ashkenazim. That is not them people. You call those people Jews. They are not Jews. They are Yehudis. We're getting down to the basic facts now. The people that you call Jews, the chosen people of God, those people are not with the, they are cousins, but they are not part of the Germanic race of people. That's the reason Germanic race of people, if you trace the history of Yehuda, you'll see where the Germanic race of people have tried to kill them out through the centuries. You will also see one thing very funny, that this race of people lived with the Cushites, and that this race of people kept a certain group of them, kept the ways of Yahwehism, which was the original ways of our forefathers of Israel. The Yehudas, the last recorded record that we have of Yahwehism in the east and the south and the north before it came across the waters to the western hemisphere, is with a tribe of people called the Yehudas that lived in Israel and Jerusalem in that area there. The last person that was the keeper, was the watchman of Yehudaism, was a sector of people that Yahshua, then Yehoshaphat, these people that was the Ebonites and the Ephraim, these people kept Yahwehism, the ways of Yah. And we have to study the ways of Yah to understand what the ways of Yah is, because the ways of Yah is completely different from the ways of the beast that's on this forest. You have to also understand that when the Creator created us, He created us in His image. The image that He created us in was a mind. This mind, He had to know about the mind because of the way that He had created everything in creation. He had created it up under a law, His law. And the laws that He used for creation was the 12 laws of nature. Well, the second law of nature, Brother Jew, is the laws of opposites. The third law is balance. You have to have good and evil to balance the mind. When the mind is going through a test, remember, we hear a mind going through a test. We're dealing strictly with mind, not just body. The Father put this mind off into a body made out of what he had you living on. Nature, earth, the five elements. And you had all of this for your body. Your body, he gave you some rules and regulations to keep your body in tip-top condition, meaning there were certain foods that you had to eat to keep your body in shape. There were foods that you couldn't eat. How you would find the arch deceiver would be that he would be in opposite of everything that Yah had said and be the law. Well, we're doing some investigation now because we're looking for these people on a pale white horse. So the rider on a pale white horse, we in the seventh empire right now, which is up under the eagle. The great seal is the eagle. Up under the Babylonian calendar, up under the Babylonian feast days, the church is called Angelic Gospel Christian Episcopal Teaching. We up under that system, which is also known as Paulinian system. Well, that ain't what Yahshua, the Nazarene, taught, who then got translated to Jesus the Christ teaching. Jesus the Christ teaching ordained this teaching. But you will find in Revelation 2, verse 15, where Jesus, this Nazarene, before he died, he cursed this teaching of the Nicolaitan church upon the three different ways to worship him. For Yah, way is them into three different ways of the Apostle Creed, Nicene Creed, Tertullian Creed. Well, this came in with Constantine. So we know when this got started, this teaching. So we're looking for a teaching of a pale white horse and a pale face, calling himself faithful. The church calls himself faithful. Now let's look at the church, because the Bible clearly tells you about it. Let's ask ourselves some questions. How are you born according to the Bible? You are born in sin. Now that's hell. Shaped in iniquity. Well, now what is the definition of iniquity? The definition of iniquity is wickedness, the same as sin. So when you were first born to your mom and daddy, you were born in sin, and then you didn't know a damn thing when you got here, Brother Drew. You didn't know no language. You didn't know none. All you know was eat, sleep, poo-poo, boo-boo, pee-pee. That's all you know when you first got here. You didn't know nothing else but that. You didn't know nothing about Allah, Jesus, Buddha, Tao, yin and yang, confusion. You couldn't speak English, French, German. You couldn't speak nothing. All you could do is say goo-goo and boo-boo.
Right.
At a certain period of time of that until you started evolving and manifesting. Now, shaped in iniquity, that means that when the baby got here for the first 3 years, he seen and heard something. But what he was seeing and hearing was iniquity. And this was taught by mom and daddy. But let's look at mom and daddy. Mom and daddy was taught by somebody. Well, we was taught by the rider on the pale white horse. Magog and Gog, the tribe of Tubal. Well, we was told, Jesus told us, don't go in the ways of Gentiles. If you was this slave that had came into existence, this African-American Negro, Jesus also told you that don't do nothing about it. Stay out of the ways of Gentiles. You go into the book of Deuteronomy, what Jesus preached out of nobody but the book of Babylon in his language, Deuteronomy in this language. It tells you clearly, if you ever been a slave, don't marry into the slave master. Don't go in his ways. Don't integrate into him. Segregate yourself from him. But in 1964, you integrated into him, and you have to become him, because the school of thought, this is the same thing that the Bible has told you, that after a certain period of time, you will become him. They had you jive by the curse of Ham. Now, the curse of Ham, Brother Drew, I can see the curse of Ham right now in effect, because you got a whole lot of black faces that don't know their language. They don't know nothing about their forefathers or what they believe. You have joined and said that you are another race of people, that you are Gentile, but you sitting up there with a black face. Well, that's what white people was talking about with the curse of Ham. You know, the curse, that was a sign that you would see the curse of Ham, meaning that here was a black man with a black face, and if you asked him his name, he'd tell you he was a white man. If you asked him what language he spoke, he'd be speaking the white man's language. What he believed in and what government system and how he was educated. In other words, he was born in America, educated in America, got the Holy Ghost in America, for American use. That's a label that he needed to put on the back of his clothes. And America has used your dark complexion but completely up now, where he's got a big old sign on you says VOID. It's just like when you write a bad check, you void it out. He used to want you, he used to want to be like you and stuff, but he got him some high yellow soul sisters and brothers now that's doing it to the max. And if you understand the signs and symbols in the Bible, every nation had its turn. It's the turn of the brown man's turn now, while this man that was genocized, that the Bible would speak about the last tribe would come into existence, he keeps staying with the white man, although he have had leaders to come to him to tell him, get out. Marcus Garvey told him that. Minister Elijah Muhammad told him that. And Elijah Muhammad was one of the good examples that was used, how you could manage if you organize. And you would be a great nation of people. You have your own thing. I mean, you didn't see back in the 60s, you didn't see one man could take care of all the people that was in the nation, and they had a lot of people doing that because of the way they eat. They made their own food, grew their own, had their own farms and everything. The man didn't. If you go back and check stats over, they wasn't dying, Brother Drew. Elijah Muhammad, he didn't preach two films a year. And the old men, you just see them walking around like old people that was eating pork and stuff. They had some pep in their step. Hell, look at right. Farrakhan. Look at him right. Again. It's because of a certain diet. See, you learn by looking. See, prophecy. See, Elijah Muhammad made a statement in 1932 in his book he wrote. He said, if you black folks don't quit eating pork, two generations, which would be 34 years, which would be two generations, would be 64 years. He say, Elijah Muhammad said, y'all gonna be dying with type diabetes and heart. Well, then 1932 attached 64 years on it, and that'll give you 1994. Go check the stats out of black people in America, how your tail was dying from type 2 diabetes and all the other diseases from eating that swine. I mean, that's a prophecy that he prophesied it, that it got you. Those are signs and symbols that you look for when you're out here studying this history and chasing this history, like we tracing it right now. Well, let's look at something good. We shake in iniquity. Well, ask ourselves a question. Jesus said that you have to renew your mind. Well, what's wrong with your damn mind if you got a doctor's degree in exoteric knowledge, you feel like, and you were summa cum laude of your class? Why would Jesus tell you to renew your mind if this mind that you had was a correct mind? He's given you a sign and symbol in this Bible to let you know that if you got to go back through history and see which was yours. Because, see, it's a truth. This Yah works. It works in not mysterious ways for several empires. He doesn't work with the weather. So if we born in iniquity, shaped in iniquity, born in sin, and we was given this by a transgressor, well, hell, who was the transgressor that gave us this? We didn't give us Christianity. We didn't give us the school system. Everything was given to us by him. Back in the 60s, when I was in Vietnam, Brother Drew, I was in Vietnam.
Uh-huh.
And when we came back home about in 67, I was seeing some of our black leaders. I got stationed up in Chicago at Great Lakes, Illinois. And I hung around the Black Panthers and the Blackstone Rangers and all the, what they would call the hoodlum niggas, you know, because I was a hoodlum myself, radical niggas. But they would, I don't know who this guy was, man, but he was with the Blackstone Rangers. But one of his famous statements, man, he said the killing field, he said the damn killing fields is the American school system and the religious system that white folks done gave us. Well, now we can go back and look at that now, because the killing field, that's what's wrong with us right now. We can't recognize what the killing field is. You first have to recognize, Brother Drew, that after 450 years, and you've been over here 57 years in existence, if you are put up on the what you know as the Willie Lynch, the public know it as Willie Lynch. That's exoteric knowledge. Esoteric knowledge, we're going to the Masonic Lodge, is known as the Three Ruffins, Jubli, Jubilee, and Jublon. When you put up under that knowledge for 450 years, almost 95 to 98%. 8% of the people are totally gentrified, meaning that only a small, pitiful few are remnant, the Bible says. Few people will understand what we're talking about right now, would even be able to grasp it. But when you understand how Yah works and Yahwehism, we only dealing with mind. We ain't dealing with nobody now. See, remember, Yah is dealing with strictly a mind. Your body stays here because it was designed to stay here. That's That's why it's there. If he wanted to take the body with him, although you care for your body more than you care for your mind, because how was you shaped? This thing moving your mind out of the teaching of religion, it's like Elijah Muhammad said, you can't change your mind till you change your name. When you change your name, you're a free man. You're not a free man anymore. The only thing that makes you a free man is this. And so you have to know that your teacher, we're dealing with the Bible. The Bible gives us good instruction of what not to do and what to do. All we got to do is follow the instructions. But because you've been hoodwinked and cable-told that this is something dealing with the Holy Ghost and the religion, and if you ain't got this, and you got the shakes and the shimmies and the cocoa bops and the boo-boos and the poo-poos, then you got the foam in the mouth. And oh, hell no, this ain't what this book is about. This book here, Yahwehism, is about individuals. It's an individual, because if you're an individual, you first have to know how to take care of your body, what your mind has been put off into. The arch deceiver tells you that you can eat anything. The Father said, don't eat unclean food. You want to find that? That's in the 11th chapter of Leviticus. It's in the Bible twice, clean and unclean food. You can't put unclean food in your body. The Father put those animals down here to clean up the filth down here. He didn't tell you, and to test the mind to see. Now, I know shrimp tastes good because I don't eat shrimp, Brother Drew. I know the chitlins taste good to me. And then Mama could tear up one of them hams and put that brown sugar glaze over that ham and put that pineapple around there, boy, and on Easter, boy, you look at Big Mama and you say, ooh, Big Mama. Gonna be so good, and you didn't know that you was killing yourself. But right now, we know that you can't eat that good tasting food. In the book of Proverbs, 27th chapter of Proverbs, right now, it tells you about if you sit down at with a person that a ruler that has all of these beautiful meats that you see on Easter and Christmas and this stuff that. You go, see, your mind is supposed to be able to go and mix with what I call the Canaanites. You know how I call them. You're supposed to be able to mix with them and to test your mind. Can you sit up there and look at them chitlins smelling so good to you, brother, on New Year's Eve and that bacon? See, the salt, Joe, see, I'm going to take you back, brother. You see that when you air cool salt Joe for 1 year, see, you salt on it and let it stay out. My mama, she wouldn't cook with it. My mama called it funky meat, funky bacon. But boy, when you have some cooked with that, with what you call funky bacon, when you done air cool that sauce, Joe, for 1 year, the one that you use the next year at New Year's, you start that batch and you have one coming off and you start cooking with it and them black eyed peas, and then you can smell that flavor way down. Big Mama and them let them windows up, and that aroma be flying out of that window. You smell way down the street. You can go, ooh, they cooking, and I get on my bicycle. But see, Drew, we were ignorant then, but the Father took care of us, because Big Mama lived to be 114 years old, the other one 109. Great great grandpa lived to be 120, but he didn't eat, he ate off the land. He didn't eat white folks' food. He didn't eat pork and all of that stuff. He didn't believe that. He koshered his meat. We koshered and smoked our meat also. We took the blood out of the meat, although they ate pork, but they take the blood out of it. They was obeying at that time. So we can clearly see that if we use the Bible, Drew, as a learning machine, a history book, a great history book it is, we can see where that if we could come in unity with each other, maybe and start, and it was a funny thing, Drew, I hear them call the people pray, you know, and you don't pray to Yahwehism. Yahweh don't pray, you divine, you don't pray to Yah. But in that book, Jesus told them, call on the Father by his name. If my people call on him by my name, but every time they pray, the Christians pray, the beast done taught you to pay a white man horse, ride on the pale horse, done taught you to say in the name of Jesus. You're going to be saying in the name of Father. Every church you go to, they say in the name of Jesus we pray. Y'all need to correct that. Maybe the Father will have a little mercy on you Christians. I'm you know how I pray to the Father for him to kill him. To kill everything ain't with him. You know me too. I sang that song, the song of David, every day I sang it for his Father. But maybe if you Christians start calling on the Father's name instead of Jesus' name, maybe the Father will be lean. Because see, I'm gonna tell you about the Father. This Bible tells you, see, the Father, how you know he pissed off with you and you up under judgment, and you are up under judgment because you got a time period, your time period. This is the beginning of sorrow. See, the beginning of sorrow really started when the rider on the pale white horse showed the power was when they bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and the whole world became scared of America. The great United States, the people that would kill your shadow if you ain't careful, they ain't playing. The whole world became scared of America. The beast came in control of this hemisphere over here. And we can trace their history from Truman all the way up here. We can trace it through any kind of way you want to trace it, through the Illuminati. We can trace it through the Scottish Rite. Maybe we can trace it to the trace. When I tell you I'm an FBI, I'm the first black investigator, I'm one of the ones amongst us, because there's a whole lot of them. I'm not that black and ignorant. I'm not that, homeboy. If you think that I'm fat, black, and ignorant, and you got one of them doctor's degrees and esoteric knowledge, I'm going to nail your butt to the cross. I ain't going to have no mercy on you. I got some teachers and instructors that's with me. Have mercy. I have another guy, elder, with me, and me and him runs on the same number, Cole. He'll have mercy. I ain't have no mercy on you. I mean, because you have to be balanced. And I know what side of balance that y'all made me, and I know what side of balance y'all made you. So always remember, right now you are up under judgment. The book tells you that history repeats itself because the people ain't never went back to the ways. But it was said that history supposed to be that, because history had to repeat itself over and over to this African-American come into existence. Now, if we do the numbers on that and go back and see what time period that Abraham was in, how many years ago, you'll find out that to 1555, I got it wrote down in another book, it's 4,405 years.
All right, Brother Dwight, I think we lost Brother Dwight, everybody. Yeah, let me see if I can get him back on the line. Just a second.
Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Again and again, again, again. Give him the victory. Oh,
back on. So we can see, I don't know where I left off, Brother Drew, but we can see that we're dealing with the pale of white horse. We're looking for this nation of people, this nation of people, Magog and Gog. We got I'm thanking the Jews for giving us our good passage here. When you learn Judaism and go as far in Judaism as most people in my class done travel, it's just like a pattern when you read the book. I mean, I thank the Jews, and I know which one to thank too. Now Jesus cursed the set of Jews. It's the set of Jews out there that done broke away from Yahwehism, and y'all know who y'all are, and we know who you are. Everybody that done studied with us know who you are. So you can't fool us. But Yah deal with you because He said He deal with you. So we don't worry about you. You have to worry about you and your family because. The pale white horse, the rider on the pale white horse, Drew, he tried to modify weather now. You know, we got a whole lot of study on weather modification.
Right.
He tried to change, the pale white, the rider on the pale white horse would change Yah's time. He changed, but he know Yah deals with his butt severely or kill him off with the weather. So he's from 1941, he walked up on that, he came in. They walked up in and they started modifying weather to where they can use it as a weapon right now. That's why in 1964, we had to sign a weather modification America did with Russia and China. I don't think it was Germany. I think Russia and China, we had to sign a weather treaty. And when that tsunami was, when Bush was in office, it was a funny thing. And Bill Clinton accused Bush of modifying the weather to cause that tsunami. People that I was listening to him when he said, see, it's a lot of things that they say. If you ain't familiar with the knowledge they're talking about, hell, you won't hear it. But see, when you say certain stuff around me, you know how my ears perk up. Because if you a speaker, I know you're speaking in codes. I'm looking at your codes that you on TV showing codes so the other people know who you with and who you represent. I'm looking at the color of your tie. You ain't fooling me because, see, if you in any sign, symbol, and number order, I know who you are. And you can't fool me. Y'all done made me that away. I mean, He gave me this knowledge. I mean, hell, it's a gift from Him. It ain't a gift from because I'm smart. I done outread you, but I tell you, any damn body on that, I ain't smart as you. But I bet your ass on this. I done outread you. You can bet your butt on that. It'll be a long time for you to catch up to reading and catch me. I'll tell you where you can read it, but you got to go a long ways because reading is comprehension. It might take you 10 years to comprehend what you done read because some of y'all been reading the Bible for 50 years and don't even know that the first 39 books of the Bible is Judaism. And didn't even have the brains enough to study Judaism. It's the chosen people of God is the Jews. What the hell is you doing being a damn Christian? Or Muslim? Yeah, you go find out what Judaism was, and then you run into Yah. If you keep on searching and don't let a mesmerite Jew or a Hasidic Jew or a liberal or a conservative Jew stop you and say, well, this is the truth. So, no, but you came into existence at this period here. What is the oldest existence? Start at the seed of knowledge. Knowledge starts at the seed, not at a damn root. See, the tree of knowledge is symbolized of how knowledge runs. Now, the seed is the beginning of the knowledge. Then if the knowledge gets rooted and comes up, then that knowledge got to be nothing but a trunk when it get up here on the earth, start walking around, but then it start